But right now, Ham has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision. Here he is, folks. Ham.
Thank you, Deej. Thank you, Malton. We discussed, as we will here on Work in Progress earlier in the week, the ever-growing usage of the robot in our lives, particularly the humanoid robot. Last year, I watched the opening and closing ceremonies of the humanoid robot games that were held in China, where much like the Olympics,
China,
they compete over folding towels and traversing through obstacle courses and breakdancing and whatnot.
Do they have a Paralympic division of the Robot Olympics?
They can't be cursing robots by making them disabled.
Why not?
Yeah, what if the wires are just moved around?
That's God's flawed creation. The handicapped.
What?
Play disclaimer. Play disclaimer.
Why would you say that?
I mean, you're right.
If you can perfect the human body, you don't immediately chop one of its legs off. So you don't need the
taking shots at
the
God.
Humanoid or the humanoid robot games don't need a Paralympic division.
I thought God gave his toughest soldiers the toughest road to hoe. I don't remember what the phrase
road to
is.
Hoe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He saves the toughest battles for his toughest soldiers.
Yeah, that one.
Well,
but
missed the mark on this guy because this
robots.
Soldier's just hiding in a foxhole with his hands over his ears. He's already shell-shocked before one mortar comes down.
This week, we had this story about the old hag in Macau.
Gosh.
It's just a woman, old woman.
Who was sent to the hospital because she claimed that she was being stalked by a humanoid robot. As it turned out, she was just a mindless idiot not paying attention to her surroundings. And the poor robot was perp-walked by the police away from the scene.
This guy's sympathetic for the robots.
Yeah. He's already turning on us, turning on the human race.
But this has always felt like a problem that doesn't really concern us because these robots are elsewhere, not here. Nothing here happening bad on the home front.
Yeah, the robot I saw here, Kyrie Irving, just pushed it over and it was no problem. You remember that video?
Yeah.
I do. The ones we see here, like the ones that...
They're
like,
not threatening at all.
They're like, yeah, the
they're
ones...
They're delivery
that,
ones.
Or the ones at Boston Dynamics. Snakes or like their little dogs or something,
which I am worried of those if we're being truthful.
Robot dogs,
yeah.
Why?
What about them?
Because I've seen the militarized versions where they put like a machine gun on top of it and it's just
basically a transformer at that point.
Mm-hmm. Like a Decepticon.
Cool. Hey, I guess you would rather send a human American life to the front lines that could be killed, but no, we'll protect the robot dog.
Don't look at me. He's right.
Yeah. I just hate these. Don't salute me.
Yeah, the salute's real cheap.
Fellow serviceman.
At least he did the salute over the brow instead of the other one he normally does.
He is the master of stolen valor. Just a Montemayor.
But not a problem here. We don't need to worry about the robot. Think again.
Oh, okay.
Now these robot warriors are on American soil.
Uh-oh.
As a humanoid robot went berserk in San Jose, California, just the other day.
At a Sharks game?
No, worse. A dancing robot caused a panic when it went berserk in a restaurant.
Is that your only frame of reference for San Jose?
Yeah, I don't know much else that goes on out there.
Everyone just goes to Sharks games
and
then goes
home.
Yeah,
there's nothing else to do.
They got an aquarium?
Probably.
Probably most big cities.
Or is that San Diego?
San Diego has, like, the big zoo.
They probably got an aquarium.
I mean, they probably do. I just don't know if it's notable.
A human dancing robot works, is employed. I don't know what the relationship to restaurant.
Enslaved.
Because they're not paying.
Employed sounds like you're getting a fair wage, benefits, time off.
Unionization.
I doubt that this this robot has all that stuff.
Enslaved, I guess, at a hot pot restaurant, was doing its dance routine when all of a sudden it began smashing everything.
So it was knocking little plates of raw beef thinly sliced off the counter?
It started by knocking over tableware, smashing patrons' plates, so it would walk over and just start bashing plates. And then also it the story notes, it sent chopsticks flying.
All right, that's childish.
Wouldn't have to worry about
if it was like darts.
If I was there, it'd be forks.
Yeah, because as we learned when we went to go eat Chinese food, his chopstick is like a pincer movement where he just stabs it on both ends brings it to mouth.
I do it like a rotisserie chicken and just stick it in both ends.
Rotisserie chicken is overrated.
I don't know if it was necessary to whisper it. I don't think anyone's going to fight you back on
that. Rotisserie chicken? Overrated.
There are people that love rotisserie chicken. Whatever. It's okay.
I think people appreciate the convenience. I don't know if anybody is yelling from the rooftop that they love the taste of a generic rotisserie chicken.
You're probably not going to get emails from Big Rotisserie Chicken on this, but
when you got
are people that's
if they want to bring it.
When you have 9 kids at home and you need to feed somebody, grabbing a chicken or two is
it's the only way to cook an entire chicken.
Yeah,
yeah. Just go buy one.
Just go buy a bucket somewhere.
Well, maybe they don't. Not everyone wants their chicken completely fried.
Those people are flawed. But yeah, smashed plates, tableware, and also sent chopsticks flying during its robot rage. The robot was wearing also, this is a fun anecdote, an orange apron that read, "I'm good." So if you had any reservation of whether or not you should stop this robot from attacking the patrons' tables and whatnot,
put his apron, it says, "I'm good." Were his eyes glowing red?
It had an LED smiling face as it's just,
chopping stuff. Cutting people's heads off.
Yeah. It's a very funny visual because, both then staffers of the restaurant and patrons were forced to intervene to try to stop this robot from rampaging. And they had to physically restrain the mechanical beast. 3 workers ultimately took him down,
assuming its gender?
A little robot sticking berries down there.
Don't you just get like a little toothpick and stick it in the
that
reset
tiny
button
little hole?
Yeah.
No, well, one of the people had like a phone that they're trying to put up to like its neck to try to wrangle
Kill
the control
it with 5G.
Away. Yeah.
Ha! This will take it. Yeah, we're gonna give you thyroid cancer and here.
What was that ha at the beginning?
He only does that if this was at like a an Italian restaurant. There's probably no hi-yas.
Went full Corby there.
He's assuming the staff.
I did it earlier.
Had to intervene.
No, I don't think anybody ran over with a 5G phone or like tried to give it the COVID shot.
So immediately,
or karate did. Yeah,
so immediately all the black belts that worked there just started kung fu in this robot.
But they say the glitch occurred during a Disney-themed promo dance routine. Now, I will never have to worry about this myself because I don't go to hot pot restaurants.
Missing out. Yeah, dude, it's good. Good stuff.
Did you order that last? Whatever.
I just ordered soup.
Hot pot's a very specific thing where you have like a giant pot of liquid, soup, whatever it is in front of you, broth.
So what's that different from
and
soup?
It's a big like community thing that you stick your meat and vegetables and stuff in. It cooks it.
Keep your meat out of my soup, sir.
If you found yourself at a hot pot restaurant and saw a rampaging dancing robot, would you intervene? Or would you just watch from a distance being like, "I think it's really wigging out over there"?
I would roll Monty toward it and run for the door. Use him as a distraction / wall.
I was going to say, based on how I normally react in the situations, I'd like to think I'd step up and do the heroic thing.
No, you've never stepped up
in your
up
life.
Jump on the robot grenade.
You're not
for the
jumping.
Good of the hot pot place.
When was the last time you jumped?
I like to make sure I can still dunk on my birthday.
You are not Julius Irving.
So,
dunking in your pool in the basketball in there does not count as dunking.
I do have to lower it a little bit. It's not quite 10 feet.
Or dunking on the haters.
Or donuts.
Or the donuts. DJ, you talked about going to Disneyland last year.
Unfortunately.
You're a Disney adult.
By default, I guess.
You love going there.
Would you square off against a rampaging robot if it was caught between you and the teacups?
Ooh. No line at the teacups?
No
so
line. Your choices are fight this robot and there's no line, or stand in line.
What kind of
robot? Don't fight robot.
Is it like a more C-3PO robot or R2-D2?
C-3PO.
Yeah, it's a humanoid robot.
It's got
robot.
Arms.
See, I...
And an apron
you're
that says I'm good.
You're not fighting a trash can that's just rolling around.
Here's what I'm saying is I feel
nothing
like
hurts it.
It would be easier to push over a humanoid robot versus something with a sturdier base like an R2 unit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if this robot is built like Tyron Smith? Good luck pushing that thing over.
Well, yeah, if it's specifically made to protect the quarterback, then yeah, I'm not going to have a chance against that
robot. Well, you're
not
going to make some little wimpy Peter Dinklage robot. Make that thing girthy.
They have lots of weak little robots like that.
Not my robots.
I think my robots Peter Dinklage robots could be girthy.
Are all built huge.
Like he said, they'd be steady at the base.
I want Zdeno Chara robots.
Like 8 feet tall?
Oh, yeah. Might as well. Go big or go home, man. That's what they meant.
Monty's saying that because he would immediately sell us out.
That's my next point.
No, I'm telling you, I would jump in front of this robot and fight
because,
for you guys.
Because these deadly dance machines are now on American soil, we need to bring this to our attention that Monty will immediately sell us over to these robots.
I'm not saying it won't happen, but depends on what they offer me.
Monty would betray us for a toaster.
What would it take? What offer would it take
more than that.
To sell out
no, you don't.
Us and the human race? What would they have to offer you? Just not kill you?
Some card package on the show, probably.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you give me Julio Rodriguez. I would think about it. I would need at least a couple of 20 spots.
So 40 bucks.
At least.
He would sell
even
us
though
for 40
in
bucks.
This new robot dystopia, my cash money probably doesn't have a whole lot of use. I'd still like to know I got it.
If only the listener knew how many times we've helped this guy with his wheelchair, getting him
and
things
broke it,
in and out,
and broke my chair.
I didn't break it.
DJ did.
DJ broke it.
Your chair broke itself, bud. I just happen to be there
by the boulder that sits in it every day.
Yeah, the crushing weight of its boulder destroyed it.
That's disappointing. I think...
At least I'm telling you now that I would consider it.
That doesn't make it better. Yeah, I would. I'd betray you. Just know in the future if the opportunity comes up, I will betray you.
They're down here. They're
first
under the floorboards.
First chance I get. Yeah.
I guess
they're
under
the floorboards, robots.
It's good to know, but it's not comforting.
Where's my 20?
Doesn't make you look better.
Can I have my big tub of cheese balls now? So two $20 bills or a tub
or
of cheese
or
balls.
A thing of cheese balls or a yeah
not,
Michael
not
Garcia.
Off-brand. I need Utz.
The restaurant claims that this was just a bit to drive up promotion.
Oh, okay.
Which seems like something they'd say if they don't want people to not go to the restaurant because there's a dancing robot that's smashing their plates.
Wearing me a kiss me, I'm the cook apron.
Probably a smart move by the restaurant.
Yeah, like, we gotta say something.
Does the restaurant next door have the sign, the hot pot restaurant,
that won't have a rampaging
that
robot?
That won't murder you with a robot while you're eating?
At what point, though, as we do wonder which jobs are going to be outsourced to AI or robots?
Dancing?
No.
Restaurant dancers?
Hibachi chefs. Some point, those things are going to be able to capably do the onion volcano or...
But I think it's less like visually appealing if like a robot can precisely flip it and put it in its apron pocket.
Yeah, but
I think the human element is better.
Hibachi chefs are a beating.
Now you're whispering like he was. You told him not to do that, and now you're doing the exact same thing. So do as I say, not as I do?
I said what I said. Is hibachi Japanese or Chinese food?
Vietnamese.
Really?
No.
Laotian.
I don't know. Obviously,
it's from Myanmar. It's Japanese.
But it's getting close to the home.
Steve Aoki's dad invented it.
The Benihana?
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
He invented cooking meat on a flat top?
While doing it with a big thing of rice and
big
all
thing.
That in front of you. Yeah.
Pot?
Onion tower.
Yeah, the onion tower. All right.